what more mean. More cars, more houses, more clothes, more food. More in your ministry. That's what he means. He said, I come to give life, and life more abundantly. We're supposed to have more abundant life because that's what he told us. Did you know that it's possible to be rich without the Lord's blessing? You know what the word says, what the use of gaining the whole world and losing your soul? You got people rich, got everything they need in the natural, and they still not blessed. Did you know it's possible to become rich without the Lord's blessing? But it comes with sorrow. People can work hard and slave themselves to their job or business and become rich. We see it every day. However, in the process, they can lose their marriage, their kids, their health, their peace of mind, their joy of living, and even die prematurely. When we do things God's way, he makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. That's what he said in his word. I'm reading it. That's good stuff. In the process, when you are rich and without God in your life, that's when the sorrow becomes added. But if you're in him and got him in your life, he'll make you rich and add no sorrow. That's what it means. Rich. The word for rich is asha. It means including, to accumulate, to make rich, to grow rich. When we're in Christ, we're supposed to grow spiritually and naturally so. And we are stunned and not growing, something is wrong. He said he come to give us life, and life more abundantly. More. And we are not prospering. If our spiritual needs are not met, our material needs, our financial need, and our relationship, something is wrong. He said he would do it. And I believe him. I take him at his word. Go back and read the scripture. Meditate on him. Pray. Remind him of what he said he was going to do. That's what he told us. He said, put me in remembrance of my words. Remind me what I told you I was going to do. He says, not that I've forgotten, but put me in remembrance. That's for us, y'all. He's trying to help us out. He says, not that he's forgotten, but put him in remembrance of his word. So if we know the word and we study the word and we know the scriptures say he make us rich and add no sorrow, we can go back and tell him, God, your word said, you make us rich and add no sorrow. He said, remind me. Tell me. Put me in remembrance of my word, what I said I was going to do for you. We are supposed to be blessed spiritually, materially, financially, in relationship. That's rich, you know, sorry. We're blessed in every area of our life. Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, furthermore, God has given us riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled him to enjoy them, to accept his lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. That's in Ecclesiastes 5:19. Two things our Redeemer would do for us. Isaiah 48:17. This is what the Lord says. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. That's two things he do for us, our Redeemer. He teaches us what is best for us, and he directs us in which way to go. He said, my sheep know my voice and will not follow a stranger. If you don't know what the words say, how are you going to know it's his voice? You have to study the word so he can guide you, teach you, and direct you. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall last forever. So if the word on the inside of you, no matter what's going on, what's happening, you're going to stand. He said, if the earth come around or down around you, be still and know that I'm God, even if the earth crumble. That's how important the word is, people. Read your word, study your word. Romans 8 and 32. He who did not spare his own son gave him up for us. You know, that's good stuff. That's how much he loves us. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? He loves us so much that he gave up his own son just for us. You know, that's good stuff. That's good. In Ecclesiastes 3:20, above all, he'll bless us exceedingly abundant above all we can ask or think according to the power that's working in us. You know that power that's working in you. If you got the word working on the inside of you, he said he can do it. He said even the power that works in us, even if we don't ask, it's what, even what we thinking. The book of Proverbs says you sow as you think. So if you read and study this word, you're thinking about riches. You're thinking about the gifts of God. You're thinking about how you're going to prosper. But if you're not thinking that, he ain't got nothing to work with. He said that work it in us. So if you're not thinking it, you have nothing to work with. He has nothing to work with. Be careful what we think, people. Transform. The Romans said, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is renewed through the word of God. Praise God. God is so good. Prophet. God wants us to profit. It means includes us saying benefits and to be valuable in every area of our life. He wants us to prosper spiritual, materially, financial, and relationship. May we continue with this word at the next session.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Minister Lily Bede, and I shall be praying for us today. I'm going to pray for wisdom, and I'm going to pray for financial success. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word gives knowledge, instructions, wisdom, and understanding to all who pays attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom to us if we will listen to your word and attend unto your wise counsel. Therefore, we enter your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Corinthians 1:10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak your wisdom. Lord, because of the righteousness you have imparted to us, according to Psalms 37 and 30, in the hidden parts of our life, make us know your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy, because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom you found the earth, and by knowledge you established the heavens. In the name of Jesus. Christ Jesus, we thank you that our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for your saints. We thank you for your exceeding greatness. We believe, trust, and rely on you only. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, who represents your power and wisdom to us, because we are in him and desire to always abide in him. He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It is this reality that causes us to glory in you forever, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you that your words say, as we give, it is given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father God, we thank you that God make all grace abound toward us in every favor and earthly blessings, so that we have all sufficient for all things and we bound in every good word. Lord God, we are blessed in the city, we are blessed in the field, we are blessed coming in, and we are blessed going out. We are blessed going out. Our lying down and our rising up. We are blessed in the field and blessed in our bank accounts. We have health, relationship, they flourish. The blessings of the Lord overtake us in all areas of our lives, and we receive them in Jesus' name. We are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring fruit in our season. In the name of Jesus, our leaf will not wither, and whatever we do, and whatever we do in your name, it will prosper us. And God, we give you glory, God, and we give you honor and praise. This is the day that you have made, and we shall prosper and believe in every good work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed. Inspired by real-life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry, and to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.